Episode 51, Clean Eating with No Fuss.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Hello, gorgeous ladies. How are you? Yes, it's a new week. Oh, I can't wait. And did you know what? Since we are in the month of February, it's about love. Love is in the air. Oh, sorry, I won't sing to you. Okay, are you laughing? Don't hang up, please. We've got lots to chat about today. Clean eating is on the menu. So, yeah, so don't hang up. All right, are you still there? Are you still there? All right, good. I'm glad you're still there because I missed you. I dropped y'all a quick hello over the weekend, and I did. I woke up and was like, I got to say hello to my gals. I kind of miss them. Along those same lines, couple things I want to talk to you about. One, I'm looking and considering, now don't hold your breath, at going 7 days a week. I am loving you all. I'm enjoying this, and I want to bring value to you. So I'm considering going to 7 days, and that 7 days would include kind of a Q&A question where you guys ask the questions and I answer them. So one day would be that. And then the other day, I'm debating back and forth of maybe doing kind of a video type of thing, whether it's fitness, kitchen makeover stuff, etc. So think about that. Send me your thoughts. You can do it a couple ways. Go to createyournow.com. You can leave me a voicemail. There's a little microphone there. Just push on it. Leave me a message and I'll get it. Secondly, you can send me just an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. I would love to hear from you. Okay. And then we'll see what happens. Okay. I'm really playing with that idea, but I truly do love you guys. And I want to bring value to you, and I'm having a lot of fun doing this. Really, I am. So I just had to share. Okay. Now, One other thing I have to add is it's all about love. Well, my love for you is we've got Sparkle in 60 coming up. Sparkle in 60 kicks off February 15th. You want to be there. Imagine how your life could be and change in 60 days, how you could sparkle. Maybe it's in losing weight. Maybe it's gaining a different mindset. Maybe it's just gaining confidence with who you are. Maybe it's trying something different and working with amazing like-minded women and becoming a part of a group that just totally exponentially explodes your life. So come check it out, createyournow.com. Remember the code podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast. It's a gift of $100 that you get to take off. That's money in your pocket savings. Yes. So come check it out. I want you there. It's going to be a blast. Okay. Enough about the announcements. And you know what? Those of you all who have left reviews, thank you. Thank you. I love hearing from you all over the world. I just feel so honored. And I really am thinking I've got to come up with all these different hellos in different languages because it is fun. And I like to expand my horizon. And the thing is, I'm not real good on accents, never have been. I've lived so many places that I just kind of adopt what I have when I have it. So, that's the only thing that makes me hesitant on saying hello in another language is because you'll be like, that is not how it's supposed to sound. Because I know you'd be laughing at me. And that's okay. As long as you're laughing, that makes me laugh too. Gives me lots of giggles. All right, enough about that. Let's jump in today. We have got to chat about clean eating with no fuss. I don't know about you guys, but you know, this eating thing has kind of become quite the chore, and especially over the past decades. And it's something that we all have to do, right? I mean, nutrition is really important. We have to eat in order to survive. Now, what complicates things is the media. What complicates things is everybody else trying to get you to do and purchase other things. Because think way back when food originated. Yeah, you got to go way back, okay? Because you can't even ask your great-great-grandmother about it. Think about it. From the very time it was created, okay, food, they had to learn to make it. And so I really wanted to kind of dig in deep here about this clean eating. Now, I titled it clean eating. I don't necessarily like that title. I did it because that's what people search for. That's the little buzzwords. We're going to talk about buzzwords a little bit too today in regards to clean eating. But with that, I like to keep it as real, real eating, okay? It's authentic. I want it real. I don't even use the word natural because you see, if you think about it, the buzzwords, clean, organic, gluten-free, natural, 100%. I mean, really? What is it? What is it that you're putting in your body? Okay. Know that what we're going to talk about and what I want to share with you today is based on what I've done with my body and in my journey. And it's really simple. You're probably going to be like, yeah, you're either going to love me or hate me because of it. And I'm hoping because it's the month of February and we're all about love that you're going to love me for it because you know about my KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. This is going to be the most simplest form of strategy that you could have when it comes to eating real, okay? So if you guys like the word clean, you can think clean, but I like the word real, real eating. I think about real life, real living, okay? Reality. No, and I'm not talking about a reality show, but not what's ideal, but what's real. What is present right now that you can do and take action upon it? All right, so think about this. Family time used to be a priority, and the dining room table was very important. Did you know it's actually, they talked about, I heard this on the news, that the dining room table is becoming extinct. Now, how can this gorgeous piece of wood, which my heart breaks for wood makers, but how can it become extinct? That's because of how we are setting up our homes now and how we don't eat together around a table. We eat standing up. We eat on the go in the car. We eat at a restaurant. Can you believe that even though our economy is going down or when it was really down and then it comes up a little bit, then it goes back down, what has not suffered? The fast food industry, your restaurants. You might see a few less cars, but overall, yeah, you drive on the weekend and everybody has the little beepers because there's a waiting line. You can't just get right in. You would think that if we were really in distress with money, that we wouldn't be eating out as much. But you know what? We still do. And that's one thing that hasn't suffered. Yeah, why? Because we all have to eat. But the thing is are we eating what our bodies need most? You know, I know that a lot of you are just like, you're going from one activity to the next and you're grabbing what you can for fast food. And you're even trying to eat a little more healthy fast food. You know what chains I'm talking about. And then you're off to the next one. And then, oh, but you're hungry again 3, 4, 5, 6 hours later. And then you go and grab something because by the time you get home, it's going to be too late. Well, the thing is we've kind of trapped ourselves in this roller coaster of eating, how we should eat, what we shouldn't eat. And it's just chaotic. And you know, the information that's out there, it contradicts each other. You know, one person says one thing, one study comes up with another thing. And I'm saying toss them all. Yeah, you heard me right, and you're probably mad at me and some. If you guys are scientific people, you're like, don't throw the studies away. That's my job. Now it's okay to have studies. But the thing is, I think it sometimes comes down to basic, fundamental sense, okay? I'm not even talking about common sense because some people just flat out don't have common sense. I'm talking about fundamental, okay? How we as human beings need to eat, how we were created to eat. Yeah, it's really not that complicated, all right? So today, I want to talk to you a little bit. I want to take it from a different perspective. Know that this may blow your mind and you may be mad at me. Like I said, you may either hate me or love me. I'm praying that you're going to love me because I'm getting it down to your simplest KISS ever. Okay? I am. And in fact, you know, I can't hold the KISS back any longer. It's this. Did God create it? You can eat it. That's it. That's your KISS for the day. That's it. I'm going to say goodbye. Goodbye. No, I'm not. I can't leave you on that. But seriously, it is that simple. You see, when I started my journey And I was over 200 pounds. Yes. I know. If you've seen my picture, you're like, there's no way she could be over 200 pounds. Yes, I was. Okay? 200 pounds. Nursing her pregnant for 10 years. I would look at food, I would gain the weight, okay? And I knew that when it was time that I made a change, that something had to happen. I was doing something wrong and I didn't know what it was. So I went back to the fundamental, the bottom, okay, of all bottom. I didn't care about the latest statistics, the latest fad. I didn't care about the latest study. It was what was fundamental. And that to me was, did God create it? Then I can eat it. And that's what I did. Hence, I lost over 75 pounds in 2.5 months. Now, not just because of what I ate, but yes, what I ate contributed to me losing the weight. Of course, I had my exercise. I had my mind, body, spirit. Everything worked together. So the nutrition was just a portion of it. But still, nutrition is a huge part of it. Okay? If you think about nutrition, okay, the way we eat food, okay, it stimulates a chemical reaction within our body, okay? Our body doesn't sit there and say, oh, this is good for me, so I must take every nutrient from it, and I must keep it and absorb it, and make sure I send it out to all different areas of the body. No, it doesn't say that. It's a chemical reaction. The way your body takes it, it goes into that tummy of yours. It begins the digestion process. And some things are absorbed and some things are excreted. Every body is different. You are different. Okay? You are unique. I am messed up. Yes, I say that because I am messed up. I have the craziest body in the world. And that's why I had to take this down to such simple, simple things. Did God create it that I can eat it? Now, for those of you who are saying, all right, Christiane, I don't have a faith in God. That's okay. So I need you to think of it as this, to eat foods that are in its most real, authentic, truest form. Okay? That's the question. Is it in its real form? Okay? Its simplest form. That's the question that you can ask. For those of you who have faith, like I believe that I do, that it did God create it, I can eat it. That's it. Your kiss, okay? It is that simple. So let's dive a little bit deeper here into that kiss, because I can't just leave you with that and walk away. I could, but I'm not going to. So first, I just said, eat foods in its real, authentic, truest form. So for example, a chicken, okay? You eat chicken and you can buy it in a whole chicken. You can buy chicken breast, chicken wings, etc. But buy it in its most real state, okay? That doesn't mean, which leads to our next thing, season it yourself. That doesn't mean that you buy the chicken that's pre-seasoned. Those buffalo wings that are already with buffalo wing stuff on it, the barbecue taste and all that. No. Do you see a chicken running out in the backyard with barbecue sauce on it? Yeah, that's not real. Now, that would be hilarious, actually. A chicken running around with barbecue sauce. That would be quite the sight. I can see it now. But seriously, that's what I mean. And you may say that's crazy, Christiane. Yeah, it is crazy. But I'm telling you, it works. It works, okay? Going a little bit further, remember those buzzwords we were talking about, okay? I mentioned organic. I mentioned gluten-free, okay? Let's look at organic, okay? Organic is something that people toss around, okay? And I'm not going to get into all the back side as to how food is labeled and can be labeled organic, et cetera, okay? The key thing is this. Buy organic if you're going to eat it all. So, for example, if you buy an organic orange, okay, number one, why are you spending the money on buying the organic orange, okay? You don't eat the peel. The peel completely covers and protects the inside of the orange, okay? Instead, spend that money on organic apples. Why? Because you eat the peel. You eat the whole thing. You eat the outside. Now, different story if you're buying quote-unquote organic and you're wanting to buy with no pesticides, etc. that's a little bit differently. But to, just to buy because it has the term organic splattered all over it, not the case. You still need to know whether or not it's using pesticides, herbicides, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-sides, okay? Because that just means death, all right? So now, if you're like, well, what about organic chicken and all of this? Well, some of you, if you can't afford that, grain-fed, that is great versus, you know, corn-fed. Yes, I'm in the state of Iowa, so my Iowans are probably kicking me now. But grain-fed beef, grass-fed beef is better than corn-fed beef, okay? You want the grass-fed, okay? You want it real. Now, if you can't afford that, should you feel bad that you can't? No, okay? You can't. There are people that are surviving and have survived for many years. That's the crazy thing. The studies contradict themselves. You'll find a study that supports one thing, a study that supports another thing. The key is what works for you and your body, you and your family. It's not a comparison. It's not about, well, this, everybody says, I got to do this. The newest health thing is I got to go this way. No, you don't. You got to do what's right for you, for your body, for your family. That's who decides what's right and wrong. All right? So organic, again, be careful. But if you're sitting here thinking, I don't have enough money, I can't buy all organic, then think about what you're buying, okay? And why you're buying it, okay? Specifically for your fruits and vegetables, okay? That's a key. If you're eating the whole thing, spend the money on the organic. If you're not and it's the peel and you take it off, why buy organic apples when you don't eat the peel and the peel protects the banana, okay? Think about it. Just saying, you can be mad at me or you can love me either way. I'm just saying, okay? We're going to keep this simple. We're keeping this real, 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 okay? The other buzzword is gluten-free. Now, I say gluten-free, okay? Gluten. There are people who are truly celiac, okay? They have celiac disease. It is horrible for them. I am one who does not have, I have not been tested for celiac. However, I do have a gluten intolerance. I know this. I've tested it on myself. However, because I have lived a gluten-free diet for so many years, I refuse to go back on gluten, put myself through the gluttony of going through it to say that, yes, you have celiac. I won't do it. So I look at this as number one, gluten-free is great. However, just because it says gluten-free doesn't mean it's good for you. Because if you eat a gluten-free and it's in a box, I guarantee you they're putting other stuff in it to make it taste that way. Maybe it's more sugar. So be careful. Just because it's gluten-free doesn't mean you can be free to eat it anytime. Okay? Your calories may actually increase over the ones that are non-gluten-free. So think about that. Think of it as a buzzword. Do I really have to eat gluten-free, or is it simply because I want to eat healthier and I want to eat real? If you're eating real, you won't eat it anyway. Okay? Why? Because gluten, okay, in itself, you find that obviously a lot in breads, okay, for example, okay? It's a binding agent, okay, within our foods. So if you're eating under, did God create it? Gluten is not real, okay? It's not real. So if you're eating that way, did God create it? I can eat it. You're not going to eat gluten anyway. So you don't need to worry about eating gluten-free because you won't eat it. Now, I actually did a study on myself. I actually gained weight by eating gluten-free products, okay? Along with my real food, okay? But I gained weight from it. Yes, I did. I did a study on myself. I gained over 10 pounds. Yeah. And I was like, oh, now I know why I don't eat it that way. I didn't feel bad. I felt bad because I wasn't at my prime weight for my height, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But meaning that there wasn't gluten in it, so I didn't have that feeling bad. But there were other things in it. There were sugar, which was upsetting me. Okay? Too much sugar for me is a bad thing. It's my body. I told you I messed up. So again, you have to figure out what works for you. But the key is, did God create it? You can eat it, okay? All right, go on. Season it yourself. Marinate it yourself. Do not buy those things already pre-done. There are preservatives in there. That's stuff that you don't want to consume. Again, how does your body see it? It's a chemical reaction when you put this in your body. Okay. Experiment with recipes with the foods that you enjoy. The real foods. Did God create it? I can eat it. When you find that food, for example, we've been talking about chicken. Okay. Then how can you prepare chicken 20 different ways? There's tons of different ways you can prepare chicken. All right. Beware again of the gluten-free, the organic, the natural. Okay. Natural, we haven't talked about. I was standing in a gas station paying for my gas. And I turned behind me and on the little display there was a Duraflame log and it said 100% natural. I just had to laugh. I was like, okay, so it's paper, which is not natural. It had to be processed. On top of that, are there just sticks wrapped in there? That is not natural. Okay, guys, think about the buzzwords. Come on, seriously. Yeah, I'm shaking you a little bit. You can hear the passion within me. Get real. Did God create it? You can eat it. All right? It's simple as that. Again, it comes down to what's right for your family. All right? Do I have boxed foods in my household? Yes, I do. Do I personally eat boxed foods? No, I don't. Okay? Because I know what's right for my body. But then I also know what's right for my children's body. I watch how it affects them. I make sure that they're getting the nutrition that they need, okay? Now, along with having real food with no fuss, this also can lead into supplements, okay? We're not going to go into that because we are way over our time already. But we will come back to that. And we'll talk about supplements and how that can fit into, did God create it? You can eat it. So I really hope this is just really something that you can grasp. Remember to eat colorful, okay? Colorful is real. Think about the rainbow and how God made all the different colors, okay? If you're eating a plate that's all the same colors like corn dogs, mac and cheese, and french fries, look at it. Yeah, they're all the same color. Not a good plate. So I want you guys to think clean eating with no fuss. Did God make it? Then you can eat it. That is your kiss for today. Go out, make it a great day, and go eat real with no fuss. Love you guys. We'll see you on the other side. And remember, Sparklin' 60. Come check it out. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.